You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a suspect for allegedly possessing child pornography. The Webster Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Michael Allen Caston, age 65, of Doyleen. Caston was booked on 5 counts of possession of pornography involving juveniles under age 13. The arrest was made after a search warrant was served at a residence on Falcon Loop in Doyleen. Caston was booked into Bayou Dorchy Correction Center, and the case remains under investigation. Cullen police report one arrest for possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. A water boil advisory has been issued for some customers of the Gilgal Water System. Customers of Fincher Creek Road, Otis Fry Road, Harris Road, Backwoods Road, and Peaceful Pines Road are all under a boil advisory until further notice. A reminder from the Department of Transportation and Development, ramp closures on I-20 are scheduled to allow for a crash attenuator repair. On Monday, LA-1 northbound to I-20 eastbound on-ramp and the I-20 westbound off-ramp at exit 18B or Line and Common Street will be closed from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. On Tuesday, May 2nd, I-20 westbound off-ramp at exit 19A or the Spring Market Street in Shreveport will be closed from 8 p.m. through 6 a.m. And on Wednesday, May 3rd, I-20 eastbound off-ramp exit 19B, Traffic Street in Bossier City will be closed from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. And a reminder also on Wednesday, May 3rd, lane closures are scheduled on I-20 at the Highway 531 overpass here in Minden as part of the bridge replacement project. The inside or left lane of I-20 eastbound will be closed from around 8 a.m. till noon on Wednesday, and the inside left lane of I-20 westbound will be closed from around 12 noon till 4 p.m. on Wednesday. All work will be performed weather permitting.
Becoming sunny today with a high near 80, northwest wind 5 miles an hour. 40% chance of showers overnight, low 59, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 70% chance of showers Saturday, high 69, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. 30% Saturday night, low 49, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Sunny Sunday, high 77, clear Sunday night, low 51, and that's the forecast.
Webster Parish Schools will hold kindergarten registration for the 2023-24 school year today on-site at Child School from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Kindergarten is for children who will be 5 years of age by September 30th. Registration will be held at Browning Elementary in Spring Hill, North Webster Lower Elementary in Shongaloo, Central Elementary in Dubberly, Doyleen High School in Doyleen, and J.A. Phillips in Minden. Be sure to bring the child's birth certificate, Social Security card, shot record, 2 proofs of residence, and a parent photo ID. The Webster Parish School Board meeting is scheduled for Monday. The meeting is set for 6 o'clock Monday at the school board offices on Shepherd Street. On the agenda, swearing in District 9 school board member Jerry Lee, a presentation of the Employee of the Month, consider approval for Minden High baseball coach Cody Davis to take the senior boys to a Texas Rangers game on May 20th. Expenditures from the Consolidated 3 Maintenance Fund, a payment of $2,929.95 to replace a Dakin coil and a TXV that's in the girls' restroom in the second grade wing at Central Elementary. From the Doyleen Maintenance Fund, the payment of $5,571.52 to replace a fan motor, inverter board, and wiring harness to a compressor on the junior high wing at Doyleen High School, and declare 2 unused portable buildings at Doyleen as surplus and allow the buildings to be advertised for sale. From the District 6 half-cent sales tax fund, a payment of $2,228.50 to repair a leak on a water line at Phillips Elementary, and $649.99 to purchase a pressure washer for Richardson Elementary. From the Sarepta Maintenance Fund, a proposal of $18,000 to finish out the concessions building at North Webster Junior High football field, and a payment of $8,000 to repair and reseed the football playing field at North Webster Junior High. From the Shongaloo Building Fund, $3,672 to replace spider controls at North Webster Lower Elementary. From the Spring Hill Maintenance Fund, $2,500 to replace a defective hot water circulation pump at North Webster High, $1,150 to repair an air valve on a VAV at North Webster High, $4,400 to replace a circulating pump on a boiler at North Webster High. And the board will also hear various reports. The meeting at 6 o'clock is open to the public. The monthly meeting of the Minden City Council is scheduled for Monday starting at 6 o'clock in the City Courtroom in City Hall. Archers arrived early for practice rounds, and vendors are putting out the finishing touches on the McKenzie Archery Shooters Association Easton Hoyt Pro-Am 2023 tour event going on at Camp Minden. Last year's first edition saw a turnout of more than 1,650 shooters, with family and vendors and officials thinking this year's tournament could be even bigger. The event is scheduled for 10 years at Camp Minden site. Activities will run through Sunday. And a beginner's kayaking course is scheduled for Sunday on Caney Lake and will run from 1 till 5 p.m. Certified instructors will be on site to teach you about safety and techniques for embarking on your own adventure this year. The meeting will take place at the group camp area on Lower Caney Lake. As a participant of this event, there will be no park entry fee. For information, call 318-732-9533 or 318-403-3440. The Shady Grove Cemetery Association will hold a meeting and a cleanup day. It's scheduled to start at 10 a.m. Saturday morning at the Shady Grove Cemetery. The Allen Cemetery Association will hold a meeting at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. Anyone with loved ones in the cemetery, those who own plots or wish to purchase plots, all are urged to attend the meeting. A gospel skit entitled The Devil's Funeral is scheduled for 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon at Mount Nebo Baptist Church in Dubberly. Special guests include Pastor Victor Carter and the House of Peace. Everyone is welcome. An initial service for laymen is scheduled for 6 p.m. Sunday evening in the 14th District Building on Bailey Street. The guest speaker, Pastor Royal Scott of Greater St. Paul Baptist Church. Moderator is Dr. Robbie Dale Williams. Layman director is Dennis Miles. The Hopewell Baptist Church will present a pastoral anniversary program honoring their pastor John Fincher Jr. scheduled for 2:30 June 4th at the church in Cotton Valley. The guest speaker, Reverend Alvin Shelton of the Union Grove Baptist Church. Funeral services for Huck Cannon Hurley are scheduled for 11 o'clock today at First Methodist Church, with Reverend David Dietzel and Reverend Brian Mercer officiating. A visitation will begin at 10 a.m. prior to the service. Burial will follow with a private burial service in the Gardens of Memory. Survivors include his parents, Adam and Bailey Hurley, siblings, Liam and Lida, grandparents, Jeremy and Andrea Patterson, John and Melissa Madden, Adam and Colleen Hurley Sr., and Jerry Lynn Guidas. Great-grandparents include James and Lida Madden, Ronald and Mary Hurley Sr., Kenneth and Virginia Guidas, and Mary Ellen Neal. Funeral services for Terry Dennis Snook are scheduled for 1 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church, with Father William Bryant officiating. Burial will be in the Minden Cemetery. Survivors include his wife, Lou Snook, two sons, a brother, and five grandsons. A memorial service for Terry Oliver Jr. is scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Doyle Funeral Home Chapel on East Union.
Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
A reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will begin with a prefix of 377 unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post begin with a prefix of 31, or the area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a queen-size bedroom set, 464-9417. Wanted, a queen-size bedroom set at 464-9417. For sale, an electric stove, $125, 268-5539. They have an electric stove for sale for $125. Call 268-5539. Wanted, a washer and twin-size mattresses. Call 517-4715. Wanted, a washing machine. They're also looking for twin-size mattresses. Call 517-4715. Dishwasher for sale, 205-6520. They have a dishwasher for sale at 205-6520. For sale, a 50 by 130 lot with two houses at 722 Plum Street. Call 268-7199. For sale, a 50 by 130 lot with two houses on the lot, all located at 722 Plum Street, for sale at 268-7199. For sale, a gas dryer and an electric dryer, 382-5626. That's a gas dryer and an electric dryer for sale. Call 382-5626. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer, along with a one-man Piro, 572-1523. For sale, a 2018 20-foot travel trailer and a one-man Piro. Call 572-1523. For sale, a living room chair for $10 and a pet carrier for $5, 553-7977. They have a living room chair for sale for $10 and a pet carrier for sale, $5, 553-7977. A washer for sale, $75, 268-0046. That's a washing machine for sale, $75 at 268-0046. A washer for sale at 639 9052. They have a washing machine to sell at 639-9052. Lost, a female Siamese cat in the Landfill Road area at 763-5313. Lost, female Siamese cat in the Landfill Road area at 763-5313. Wanted, a small blowtorch. They're at 707-9211. Wanted, a small blowtorch at 707-9211.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.